quite a significant medical breakthrough has been announced today. So many people have serious kidney problems and need dialysis, and it affects thousands and thousands of Australians. Well, the Murdoch Children's Research Institute has made a really significant breakthrough, which we'll talk to Melissa Little, Professor Melissa Little, about. Professor, thanks for your time.
That's fine, Clinton.
This is, I mean, when you read it, it seems quite remarkable. It does seem the stuff of science fiction. You've essentially created mini kidneys outside the body.
Yes, it does sound like science fiction. It's really exciting for us.
So you've actually been able to grow a tiny kidney.
Yes, we have.
How have you done that?
Starting from a human cell that I could make a kidney for you. I could make a kidney for basically anyone, because we actually take a cell from a person and we reprogram it back to what is a state pretty much like the very beginning of development. And then we encourage it in a dish to think that it's in an embryo and it's been told to make a kidney. And it essentially makes the structure with up to probably a dozen different cells in beautiful shapes and tubes and structures that are actually really like what a normal human kidney would look like during development.
That's remarkable, Melissa. That's really quite extraordinary. For somebody who's not a scientist and not a document, thinking about what you've described there is really amazing. Now, from a practical sense and point of view, what's this going to allow you to be able to do, doctors to be able to do?
So doctors in the first instance, I think the long-term possibility is that we might be able to use this to make enough cells to bioengineer a replacement organ.
Wow.
This is not tomorrow. In fact, it's still a possibility and it's a long way in the future. Because what we have at the moment is in a dish, and it's about half a centimetre across. You can see it clearly with your eyes.
Yeah, so we're a long way from saying we're going to replace a kidney.
But what we can do with that little organ is use it to test drugs, to ask if a new drug is going to hurt your kidney.
Oh, okay.
And we can also make these little kidneys from anybody, and so we can make them from patients. So many kids who have kidney disease actually have inherited a mutation, and so we can actually take a skin cell or a blood cell from that child or even adult, make a little model of their kidney and actually use that to understand their disease better and maybe develop treatments for them.
Wow. So on the drug front, what you were explaining there, when drugs are tested, they can be trialed in real-life humans.
Mm-hmm.
Would this allow you to basically use this mini kidney to replace that trial?
Possibly. I think it's probably more likely to at least give us some more accurate clues about what might work in a person. Of course, you've then got to go and test it actually in a person. But the advantage is that we would be testing it on the kidney of a particular patient and not generalising.
So you'd see how that patient might react to that treatment.
Everyone is genetically different, and we don't know how those other genetic differences affect the way your disease presents.
You know what I find quite staggering, Melissa? The fact that something like this is done by somebody like yourself, but in our country, in Australia, like, you know, we're part of a global community, and I'd imagine that the Americans and the Germans, where they have huge biotech industries, probably pour so much more money into this style of research. How do we come about that an Aussie professor like yourself pulls off something like this?
I think that we have very good scientists in this country, and I have worked on understanding how the kidney forms normally for more than 20 years. And I think that's been the key, having that really, really deep understanding, which takes a lot of science and a lot of time, is what was critical to make this organ. There are other people in Japan, for example, who've been able to build a little brain, or in the US.
Wow.
There are other people in the US who've been able to build a little stomach. And in each of those cases, they've fully understood what they're trying to create.
It's amazing stuff. Congratulations, Professor.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for your time today. Professor Melissa Little, who's from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. So, look, it's a little complicated, but essentially what she's done is she's used a stem cell to grow a miniature kidney in a dish. And this isn't a kidney that you're going to be able to transplant into a patient who is suffering kidney disease or kidney failure. It could one day lead to that, which would just be remarkable. You know, forget kidney transplants at some point. You might be able to go down that path of growing a new kidney. But the research and the testing they're going to be able to do using that technology is something that they haven't had the right access to before. And I think it's remarkable that we're doing this sort of work right here in our country. And Professor Melissa Little certainly leading the way. 2UE. It's 20-